you are listening, Learn Punjabi Like a Native podcast. So make sure you listen it till the end, because sometimes I forget things to mention at the beginning, then I mention them at the end. Hey, what up everybody? Today I'll talk about how can a teacher trap you. Yes, you heard it right. How can a teacher trap you with a formal Punjabi? I don't think they are gonna trap you intentionally. I think mostly it's going to be unintentionally, and I'm gonna tell you why is that. And another thing, I'm completely sure most of you guys are going to be fall in that trap. Yeah, it is, because when we learn the formal Punjabi, it looks like a pretty simple, because we also see it on the books, and we don't do that much like slangs in a formal, right, in formal Punjabi. So it looks kind of simple, you think it's easier, so most of you guys are going to fall in that trap. But the thing is, when we speak completely informally, so that's the trap, your fault. So now question is, why the hell teacher are doing that? Why the hell only teacher, why the hell they are teaching only formal Punjabi? It's really hard to find somebody who is teaching you informal, because you guys are learning Punjabi for a conversation, so it should be a conversational type Punjabi, informal Punjabi. I think the reason most of teachers are teaching you a formal Punjabi, it is because that's how we learn, right? So when it comes to conversation Punjabi, when we learn Punjabi for communication, right, so we learn it from parents, friends, family members, neighbors, stuff like that, right? We already know before going to the school, right? We didn't learn it school, so only thing we learned in school, that was a formal Punjabi. So that's, I think, the reason most of teachers have a mindset to teach a formal Punjabi, because we learn formal Punjabi for an exam, right? We have to pass the exam, so we can also read and write, right? So that's our main reason, to pass the exam. So that's how we learn. I think they have the same mindset and they're teaching the same thing like we learn, but they don't know here is goal is different. So when they were teaching us a formal Punjabi, our goal is to pass the test, right? To be a better or be a master the language, right? But your goal is different. You're not learning Punjabi for pass the exam, stuff like that. You are learning it for a conversation, to communicate people, right? To the native people, whatever. Or maybe you are learning Punjabi to watch a movie. Maybe you like to listen Punjabi songs. So mainly your main goal is to learn conversational Punjabi, which is informal Punjabi, right? Which is different than formal Punjabi. So it is totally different when you learn formal Punjabi, right? So I think they are teaching you formal Punjabi because that's the way they know. I think never thought about there is also an alternative of a formal Punjabi. Yeah, and even when they learn Punjabi, we also learn formally, right? So they think that's how we teach Punjabi, right? So we are gonna tell them if we have to say this is a car hai, we are going to put hai and hai and stuff like that. But when we speak, we don't do that, right? So they are teaching you a form of Punjabi, which is a trap, right? So maybe some of a teacher is going to tell you you have to learn a form of Punjabi, then it's going to be easier to learn informal Punjabi, right? Yeah, when it comes to a person who got intermediate level in a form of Punjabi, right? But there's another person who is completely beginner. Yeah, if both of you start learning Punjabi, yeah, you would do better who learn formal Punjabi, because you have experience of you have experience, you are already intermediate level in formal Punjabi, and other person is completely beginner, right? So you would do better But the thing is, how long you took to become an intermediate level informal Punjabi, right? So if you have learned informal Punjabi from the beginning, it would be a lot faster, right? You learn like informal Punjabi a lot faster. So when it comes to like informal Punjabi, you don't need to speak informal Punjabi, right? I never recommend anybody, or I never force somebody to speak informal Punjabi. I never force anybody, but it's important to understand, right? So I'm teaching you guys so you can understand like informal Punjabi when we speak, right? When you, if you're talking to a native Punjabi person, so we are gonna speak informal Punjabi, right? But if you are speaking formal Punjabi to us, we can understand that, right? So that's why. But if you just like informal way of talking and you want to like a more, you want to speak more naturally, then definitely you can also speak informal Punjabi if you want, but you don't need to speak informal Punjabi, right? If you don't like it. But you have to have learn informal Punjabi for your listening skills, right? Another thing, I main thing, they are trapping you with the form of Punjabi. Most of teachers, they don't know the alternative. Maybe they never thought about that. Even if you notice, I also notice, I experience with like some Punjabi people who are trying to teach you Punjabi, right? Maybe you also notice that. If you are gonna like ask them like, can you tell me how to say in Punjabi? They are going to tell you in like a formal Punjabi, right? I don't know why they do that when we don't speak. I think they are doing that because when you ask them like, can you teach me Punjabi, or can you tell me what did it mean in Punjabi? So in that time, it comes in their mind like they are asking me to teach them. Then their mind, I think, goes like how they learn the Punjabi in schools, and they start teaching you formal Punjabi. It's happened to anybody who is a normal person, right? Maybe it's your friend. He will teach you a form of Punjabi because their mind is not thinking differently. Their mind not thinking you are trying to learn as a conversational Punjabi. I think it's the same thing with the teachers. They want to teach you a form of Punjabi. Another thing I noticed, teaching in a form of Punjabi is so fucking hard because there are a lot of things, right? You have to find, and there's not fucking any rule, the grammar rules. Nobody can tell you like this is the rule, stuff like that. There may be few rules, but it's not like you have to completely follow the rules. And another thing, I think that's the good thing, because when we speak in Punjabi, we don't follow the ground rules, and that's why you shouldn't worry about much grammar. I think most like overrating thing in speaking is the grammar, right? So you don't need to follow the grammar. I'm gonna give you some examples why you don't need to follow the grammar. So if I have to say in Punjabi like, today I will come to watch a football match, right? So there's not only one grammar rule I have to follow when I'm gonna speak Punjabi. For example, I can say aaj main aaunga football da match dekhan, right? Aaj main aaunga football da match dekhan. I can say football da match dekhan aaj main aaunga, or I can say aaunga aaj main football da match dekhan aaj main aaunga football da match dekhan. So you can see I'm just playing around. If I'm speaking like with my fluency and my pronunciation is normal, stuff like that, if even I'm like using word here and there, sometimes I'm putting like a football word at the beginning, sometimes I'm putting like a man word at the beginning, it doesn't matter when we speak. I sometimes say differently. For example, when I'm going to speak, if football comes first in my mind, I'm gonna put the football first, right? So if the aaj word is coming to first in my mind, that's what I'm gonna put. I'm not gonna think about the grammar rules, guys. So So for example, if when I'm going to speak, it comes, the first word comes in my mind is aaj. I would say aaj main aaunga football da match dekhan. But if football is the first word who comes to my mind, I would say like football da match dekhan aaj main aaunga. If the first word is main in my mind, I would say main aaunga aaj football da match dekhan. Did you notice I say the same sentence with three different ways? That's how we speak. I'm not following the grammar rules. Whatever the word is coming first in my mind, I'm saying that. That's what you need to do. Don't worry about the grammar. So even if it's a verb, first thing comes to my mind means aunga. Aunga means come, right? Even if first word comes in my mind, I would use that first. Like aunga main aaj football da match dekhan. Did you notice I use aunga first at the beginning? I'm not following any kind of grammar rules, right? So you also don't need to worry about that. Just speak how do you like to speak, right? Just say it. If you are making like a lot, maybe much bigger mistakes, then other people can correct you. That's how it is, right? But if you are speaking like a normal, if you are making the same mistake we do, we don't follow the grammar rules, we say whatever we like. So it's totally fine in a conversation. And if you can understand like a Punjabi song, then nobody follows the grammar rules in Punjabi song. That's the place where they play with the words, right? So I think you should just speak. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about grammar. Just say what word comes in your mind first. Just build your fluency. That's the thing, in my opinion. So another example, like if I have, not I, like if you see in the books, like main TV dekhda haan, or main har roj TV dekhda haan. It means I watch TV every day. Main har roj TV dekhda haan. That's how it's going to be in the books. That's how your teacher is going to teach you the form of Punjabi. But we don't say that. I would say main har roj TV dekhda hunna. I would say hunna when it comes to routines. So you can also find that episode when I explain what the meaning of hunna, or you can also watch on my YouTube video what the meaning of hunna if you want. Another thing, you would see the sentence like if you say I want to drink a coffee, right? I want to drink a coffee. So in Punjabi you will see in the books like main coffee peena chahunda haan. If you are female, main coffee peeni chahundi haan. That's the thing a teacher is going to teach you. So technically want means in Punjabi is chaunda or chauna, right? So that's why they're using. But when we speak, we don't say. If I have to say like I wanna drink tea, I won't say main cha peeni chaunda haan. This is kind of so weird when we speak. I would say like main coffee peeni haan. That's how I say main coffee peeni haan, all right? So that's the thing. But if you learn like main coffee peena chaunda haan, but if I say main coffee peena, you would be confused what I'm talking about. Same thing, like you learn main har roj TV dekhda haan, but I would say main har roj TV dekhda haan. You would be still confused in a conversation because I'm using different kind of Punjabi. So that's why in form of Punjabi, the conversational Punjabi is very important for you guys to learn, because that's your main goal. So I think I haven't made a video about like how to say if you want something, right? Informal. So maybe I'll make a video about it in future. But I'm also start a series of like how to learn Punjabi from the beginning. I also post first video. If you haven't watched, you can watch. You can go on my YouTube channel, so you can watch there. So at the end, even actually I wanna say to teachers, if they're listening, you need to make more video about conversation, because that's their main work. I have so much fucking pressure to make informal videos, because I haven't found anybody who's making a video about informal Punjabi. So, and if you think like you wanna learn first a form of Punjabi, then you would learn informal Punjabi. It's all up to you. But in my experience, I know the four languages. And even when I was learning English, actually I did the same thing. I was intermediate level. I learned formal English from the school, but I wasn't able to communicate, and I wasn't able to understand native people that time. But when I changed my approach, I start learning informal English. So like I become fluent very fast. I become fluent in like just 6 months. So I think 99% people, if they learn in from Punjabi from the beginning, it's gonna work for them. There will be only 1% people, maybe they will, it wouldn't work for them. Maybe like if they learn formal first, it's going to be better. If you think you are one of those who is in the 1%, then you can go for that. But I highly recommend you guys to learn informal Punjabi if your main goal is to communicate. I'm not forcing anybody to like speak informal Punjabi. Yeah, definitely I recommend that because it looks more natural when you speak, and we also feel you are more involved in a conversation and you are showing your emotions when you are speaking, right? So it sounds pretty cool, but I'm not forcing anybody to speak that. But when it comes to listening, your listening skill, you have to learn that. It's must, right? So you definitely need to learn that because that's how you can understand us. When it comes to speaking, you have choice. You can speak informal Punjabi, you can speak formal Punjabi, right? But when it comes to listening, you don't have any like option. You won't understand us if you won't learn the informal Punjabi. So anyway guys, if you want to support me or you want something extra stuff, you can check out my Patreon, buy me a coffee, links are in the description. And if you haven't subscribed my YouTube channel, you can also check it out. So link is in the description.